Hello and welcome to the Dallas Soccer Show. I'm Dustin Nation and I'm here as always with Tristan Vick. How's it going, Tristan?
I am doing well.
Well, this week was rather disappointing for FC Dallas fans. We were hoping to get Oscar Pereja's 100th win and, you know, have a little bit of a celebration, but it didn't turn out like that. Tristan, you want to tell us a little bit about the match?
Yeah, sure. So this was the first week that we acted like we were actual journalists and went and sat in the press box with some of the others. So that was fun. We got to watch this match that ended in a 3-1 victory for San Jose. The Earthquakes really came out quite strong, but the match came down to a couple of pretty bad errors by Jesse Gonzalez, coming off his line too early, not following up with not very convincing in terms of his commitment on those decisions. And then we obviously had just not a good night in front of goal. So, I mean, there's not a... The tail of the tape is probably both our defensive lapses with Jesse Gonzalez coming out and basically totally fluffing on the first goal, coming off his line. And then the second was just a really poor communication between him and the defender. I think it was actually Reggie Cannon who was back there. It might have been Petroso. And they went ahead, or we equalized, and then they went ahead pretty early into the second half, which kind of kills any momentum.
Second minute of the second half.
Yeah, so that really sucked. But there were some positives to take away. I thought Michael Barrios did really well setting up Lamar for the goal that equalized at 1-1 in the first half. That was nice to see that momentum carry forward. He played well the rest of the match, really. It wasn't his fault. Then we had some nice opportunities once we were kind of chasing the match and in the second half. And Christian Coleman, man, had two or three just sitter, a couple of headers and a couple others that just point blank and just missed the ball a couple times. It just really odd off night. And because we got to do the whole press box thing, we went down for the press conference afterwards. And yeah, Pereja was not happy about that finishing in front of goal. You could tell that was one of the biggest letdowns of the match. So I was excited because they had opened the new South Stand. There was a lot of good number of fans there, about 17,500, which is pretty good for an FC Dallas crowd. And then, sure enough, good atmosphere in the first half, but just could never really get that footing. I felt like San Jose deserved their win, but we should have definitely at least had a second goal, potentially
hit the
third
post and had several close chances, but. Yeah, it was a kind of a frustrating night. Oscar in the press conference he was preaching balance, and we'll get to some of this audio here in a bit. We took our phone in and recorded it, and we'll play a bit of it and kind of break it down. But, a couple things went wrong, a couple things go the other way, and it could be another FC Dallas win. I guess that's every match is kind of like that, right? So,
yes.
But let's take a couple things from the match and just kind of break them down. Jesse Gonzalez with his blunders, his howlers, if you will. Tristan, if you were Oscar, would you bench him and give Maurer a shot at a run out in Seattle?
You know, I probably would. I think Jimmy Maurer makes good decisions. I think that Jesse needs to be taught a lesson in how to commit on those types of decisions that he made, and really just there were hesitations, there were not getting there in time. There were, if you're going to make that type of a move, you've got to get it right. And that's often, especially when there's another defender coming back to at least help cover. I felt like it was just very frustrating to see. I've always felt like Gonzalez has some, and he made some good saves tonight, but I also feel like or on Saturday night, but I also feel like he tends to rush things. I would sit him for the Seattle match, give him a little bit of a rest, midseason rest, just to kind of realize that he's human, reflect on that, and then come back ready and strong for the match afterwards.
I remember he got sat last year for similar decision-making issues and came back and had a much stronger end of the season. So maybe it'll happen again.
Yeah, definitely.
So then I guess the other big talking point for me would be Christian Coleman. I think we're all done with Christian Coleman. I really wanted him to work out. I liked the idea of Christian Coleman, but the idea never turned into anything concrete on the field. And seeing him last night miss an open opportunity and then like totally load up for the header and then just completely miss. I think it's just confirmation. I think almost everybody I've talked to has come to the conclusion that it's the Christian Coleman experiment or whatever. Like there is a reason why he hasn't been getting on the field and he hasn't been playing. And now it's done and we'll usher in the Dominic Baggi era. And maybe he'll be that spark we need on offense to go ahead and score more goals.
Right. I think that's probably the case. We'll see if he makes the bench when they go to Seattle this weekend. I'm thinking he does. It should be a little bit more at home, right, with that Pacific Northwest from playing in Denver. I think it's probably just a matter of time before he's in the starting lineup. You don't make a trade of that magnitude without getting something that's going to help you immediately. So
yeah, I think a lot of people were upset he wasn't in the lineup against San Jose, but he had just traveled halfway across the world and had been here for two whole days. That was never going to happen.
Yep. So,
all right. What do you say we go ahead and dip into that audio from the press conference?
Yeah, man, go for it.
You were listening to the Dallas Soccer Show with Dustin Nation and Tristan Vick.
All right, as we plan all the week on having this beautiful scenario today with the stadium and celebrating the effort of the players so far in the season, an ambition to have 3 points that many of us probably thought that they were going to be easy, but there's not an easy game in Major League Soccer. And today the game just taught us a big lesson. It's a day-by-day thing, and today we did not play well. But I have to recognize always that the effort of our players is there. And I'm going to come here in front of you and then see if there is any responsibility on the way we map the team or the way we tried and we didn't accomplish on overcoming the situations in the game. It was probably in our hands, you know, as a coach. But the players put everything in there, but we couldn't find the night. So they played better the whole 90 minutes. There were some moments, maybe in the first half, the reaction of the first goal after the first goal, and the second half, sound sequences, not many. We create a lot of chances. We didn't have that clarity in front of the goal, but the overall performance, we know that it was not a good night, and we were responsible for that.
Yeah, so we were really hoping to get, you know, 100th win chat. This is kind of not the audio we were hoping to get from Oscar when we decided to go and try to go to the press conference. But, you know, he's right. There, every game you have to take it and you have to treat it like it is a major, it's a big deal. I mean, it's Major League Soccer. Every team is professional. So what'd you think about that opening line there?
Yeah, it's sad, but it's not a big deal in my opinion, because I think he's trying to throw cold water on any sort of celebration or feelings the team may have coming off of a good result against Kansas City. I think that that's smart. It's probably what he talked to the team about. And he's right. Anything can really happen. The biggest piece of what a manager has to do in a situation like this is going to be making sure that people know it's just one game out of 34, which is what he said. And the biggest piece that the team can take away from it is going to be the way that Oscar's not putting too much pressure on them right now, but he knows that the team needs to perform better against Seattle this weekend, a chance to pick up some points on the road. And I would expect him to make that pretty clear to the rest of the squad that they need to really pick up their performance this weekend so that they don't, so they can avoid those types of slumps.
Sure. All right, let's hit the next piece of audio.
Balance. Vamos a mantener el equilibrio. I want to confirm this. I want to express this to all. We need to balance ourselves. This is a team who is aiming to be first in the playoffs. We're not there yet, but that's our next objective that we're fighting for. Second, once in the playoffs, we want to fight for a supporter shield. If we have the opportunity, we'll do it. Once we accomplish those goals, then we can dream about winning the MLS Cup. When we win in Kansas, we're not the best team in the league. When we lost against San Jose today, we're not the worst. My team is my team, and this is the group of guys that I back up 100%. This is the boys that I work with daily, and I'm going to present that group with that enthusiasm every single day. We keep battle. We will keep battle. It's not easy.
Okay, and just like we were talking about earlier, here Oscar's stressing the balance. In fact, he was talking and giving an answer in Spanish, and then he stopped and then gave it in English to make sure that everybody understood what he was talking about. And then he went through his goals there. I think that's, it's good to know, you know, kind of where their head's at as far as what the team's doing, what they expect out of the season. And it's good that, you know, that he's got it at a point where he can articulate them very just off the top of his head in a press conference. I think it's also interesting, you know, the whole point about not being the best and not being the worst just by your most recent results. That I think that he is trying to speak to the people who are going to go out and say, oh, the midseason slump started. Oh my God. Oh my God. And he's trying to put the halt on any talk about that and trying to keep people from, you know, getting that in people's heads. I think that's smart. And it was kind of interesting to see. What'd you think, Tristan?
I agree. Oscar's a smart coach and knows that this season has to be different in terms of what our goals are as a team. And so he's kind of emphasizing that. I wouldn't take too much from it since it is just one match, but I will say that I think it's funny that when he did the goals, he kind of like paused after he got through a supporter shield and was kind of like, and then I'm happy. And it's funny because he's basically saying like MLS Cup is cool and all, but like we've won the supporter shield and that's the one that matters. And I kind of agree. I think MLS Cup is silly. And that if you win the league after 34 games, you're the league champion. If you win the knockout tournament, you're the knockout tournament champion. So that's how I feel about it. But I think Oscar feels a similar way, but he's right. We need to make sure that we make the playoffs and then you'll be good to go.
Indeed.
Oscar, can you give us an update on Reggie Cannon?
You know what, I have to tell you something about Reggie. Reggie has been doing so good, you know, and I have been in the top of my head and maybe refreshing him is time to do it. But he keeps just doing those such performances, you know, that he shows that he's better and better. Today was a great game for him, but But yeah, it was clearly that he needed a refresh. With such a great season, his hamstring bothered him, and we take care of him. It's I think it's nothing serious, but obviously, what Reggie will like to take care of that.
All right, so here it's kind of interesting. The reporter that was talking, or he wrote a piece in I forget which site, Pro Soccer USA, something like that. Armin Kafai, I think, I forget his name. He was asking about Reggie Cannon's injury, and what was interesting there is that before he even talked about Reggie Cannon's injury, he addressed this reporter's article without addressing it about how Reggie Cannon's starting to feel the fatigue, and he's starting to maybe need a break, and Oscar hit that right on the head. And I talked to Armin after the conference, and he said that he felt like Oscar was speaking directly to his soul. It's kind of funny. So
yeah, it sucks about Reggie, but I would agree. The kid needs a break. He's been playing a lot of soccer.
Yeah. I think Carter just right before we started recording, was reporting that Reggie's said that it was basically an in the game. He couldn't get through it, but afterwards he was fine. You got that young resiliency, I guess. He was fully anticipating being involved on Sunday. Now, whether that's wise or not, I say let's put Hollingshead in there and give the kid a break.
Yeah, I don't think you'll see Reggie playing this weekend. I doubt he may travel, but I don't think he gets on the pitch.
I think that you're probably right. All right, next clip.
My players this today is a bitter day for sure. We will create such a situation for us just to have 3 points today, put the team with 45, and we're at home, and everybody say, well, you know, these points are easy, but there's not such a easy thing in the league. And if you want to think that we're up and down, well, you know, that's the league. 34 games is a long journey, I have to say. But today my players, our players, show one more time that they fought and they tried hard. And the things didn't come in our way. And the congratulations to San Jose. I think they played very well. Very well.
Yeah, this one was interesting because he had just addressed in Spanish one of the reporters that I think he was trying to kind of maybe goad Oscar into kind of blaming maybe Jesse Gonzalez on the loss, and he didn't fall for that trap, and he basically took ownership of this team. And here you hear him talking about the effort that they put in and really trying to take the blame for this and take what's the word I'm looking for? Take the onus on this and try to take the pressure. Yeah, there we go. Trying to take the pressure off of the players that had, you know, some questionable moments. And I think that maybe with Jesse, you know, he's trying to, you know, do some man management there, and it's crazy. 10 minutes after a game, he knows his strategy for trying to deal with Jesse making those decisions. So, you know, it's just, I mean, nothing crazy here. Just kind of interesting.
Yeah, no, I agree. And the issue you run into is that you've got some pretty, you've got some pretty young players involved, so I wouldn't really worry about it too much, because he is trying to protect some of these younger players. So it's a good thing to see, and it keeps with the commitment of the club to let that young talent grow and develop. So
for sure. All right, in this next clip, a reporter asks Pareja about what he could have done better and what mistakes he had mentioned earlier in that he had made some mistakes. And so she was pressing him on what those mistakes were.
You said you made some mistakes.
I think I didn't move well from the bench. You know, I could help them more. the evaluation in the second half when I make some movements, probably I could have done better. So that's an analysis too.
Justin, do you think that Preah could have done something a little bit different on the bench with the substitutes and kind of trying to get the team to do the things he wanted? Or do you think that what do you think about that?
I mean, he could have put Dominic Bhaji on the bench and played Dominic Bhaji. I mean, it's sort of silly, but it's true. I would definitely have put Bhaji on the bench as a, just an option. It's kind of clear that what's his, that Coleman's kind of passed it. So, I mean, you're not going to fault him for that, but at the same time, Coleman has had, like, I feel bad for the guy because he was kind of hyped coming in, but he looks like he's kind of not very fit, maybe been hitting the pies a little hard. I'm just speaking candidly, he looks a little bit out of the sorts when it comes to things. His timing was off. My biggest thing that we didn't do was put somebody in there that was a little more threatening. And I think that if you had put Bhaji in, that would have created, put him on the bench at least, right? Creates an atmosphere, a little bit of a buzz. If we're down 2-1 and you throw him on to see what happens, like, the crowd's going to get into that. People are going to sit up in their seat.
If only he had come back from Ghana 2 days earlier.
It's just silly. I mean, the guy played all season for Colorado. I don't know why he's not here the day that you make the trade, right? Like, that's,
well, he had just gotten his green card, and so he doesn't count as an international anymore. But he had, in order to do it, he had to go to Ghana to do some paperwork. So
yeah, I send somebody else. I don't know. I mean,
doesn't he have lawyers?
Yeah, exactly. Get an attorney. And so that's my only issue, right? Is, like, I wanted to see a little bit more threatening something out there. But yeah, it was it was definitely an exciting match for some of the opportunities we created. I wouldn't have done too much else differently. I mean, Barrios played really well. It just, you can't help it whenever you're taking the match to them and you're not converting chances. So.
Gotcha. All right. Well, we're going to call a time on this. Let us know. So this, you know, this whole press conference audio and this whole stuff was kind of spur of the moment, and we don't really have any plans to do it again going forward, but if you guys enjoyed it, or if you want us to maybe try to get some other sound bites from players after the game or something, it might be something we can look into. Definitely give us some feedback and let us know what you think, whether that's something you guys think that we should do. But like I said, we're fan media, so we still want to be fans too, right? So, yeah, just let us know. Drop us a tweet. And yeah, check out the website, DallasSoccerShow.com, and on us on Twitter at Dallas Soccer Show. Cheers, everybody.
All right. Later.